Braun's positive drug test became public in December. Elevated levels of testosterone were found in the slugger's system. Braun's spokesman has said there are circumstances supporting Braun's claims of innocence. That's possible, according to Marquette University's David Lee. He's an expert on sports drug testing. But he says the levels of testosterone that showed up in Braun's test are too high not to be suspicious.
It's difficult for me to think of ways that wouldn't have tested that way unless there was some medicine involved or some kind of drug involved. Let's put it that way.
Lee says Braun could win the appeal if his doctor notified Major League Baseball that he was taking medication that could spike testosterone levels or prove there was a lab error.
But that's really rare that would happen. I'm not saying it can't, but it's rare.
But Lee says if Braun could prove he was taking approved substances that were tainted or tampered with, that would not be a defense. A suspension would mean Braun could miss the Brewers' first 50 games this season. Braun is to accept his National League MVP award tomorrow night. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.